This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today has extended his greetings on the occasion of National Science Day. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said that curiosity is the mother of science and added that science and knowledge together open the door to the solution to every problem. He also urged everyone to keep popularizing science and innovation and leveraging science to build a big Viksit Bharat. National Science Day is observed every year on the 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by the eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post today, extended his warm greetings on Losar 2152, praying for peace, prosperity and happiness for all. Welcoming the year of the wood snake, Mr. Khandu encouraged people to embrace strength, wisdom and resilience to overcome challenges. He called for unity, gratitude and renewed hope for a brighter future, wishing everyone good health, success and joy in the year ahead. India retains the fastest growing major economy tech as the country's GDP grew by 6.2% in the third quarter of FY25 up from the revised rate of 5.6% in the previous quarter. India recorded a GDP growth of 8.6% in the third quarter of the last fiscal year. The increase in the third quarter GDP number was supported by higher rural consumption following a good monsoon and increased government spending. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has expressed deep shock and paid their condolences to bereaved family members over the sudden death of Lompak Paksok, former president of the BJP state Kishan Morcha, who passed away on Thursday evening at Dumporijo. Late Paksok, a respected advocate and community leader from Upper Subansiri, was widely known for his selfless service and social work. Thousands, including BJP workers and locals, offered their condolences. Local MLA Rode Bui remembered him as a wise guardian of the community, and the Topo Welfare Society described his loss as an irreparable blow to society, praying for his soul. Meanwhile, the Bharatiya Janata Party Arunachal Pradesh today organized a condolence meeting at the BJP state office Itanagar to mourn the passing away of advocate Lompak Paksok, the state convener of policy research and former state president of Kisan Morcha, BJP Arunachal Pradesh. The World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES, has invited creators and storytellers to showcase India's diversity and creativity through the WAVES Explorer Challenge. Participants can submit YouTube shorts highlighting India's unique culture. Organized by the Internet and Mobile Association of India with the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, the event will take place from May 1 to 4th, 2025 at the Jio World Convention Center and Gardens, Mumbai. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, has announced the Arunachal Pradesh Scholarship for Academic Excellence Scheme aimed at empowering APST students by providing financial assistance for higher education in top 150 QS-ranked universities in STEM fields. Emphasizing the government's commitment to nurturing talent and fostering innovation, Mr. Khandu urged aspiring students to seize the opportunity and contribute to the state's progress. Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Wong Ki Lo Wong yesterday inaugurated the two-day annual research seminar 2025 organized by the Arunachal Pradesh Forest Department. Speaking on the occasion, the minister stressed the importance of traditional knowledge in conservation and highlighted how wildlife benefits people through pollination, pest control and ecotourism. Meanwhile, advisor to Minister of Environment, Wong Ling Luang Dong, emphasized the need for intensive research in the face of climate change. To recognize conservation efforts, 12 individuals and groups received the first Green Guardian Awards, including forest officials and conservationists from various districts during the program. A new tourism initiative, Hidden Paradise of Kurungkume, was launched today by Koloryang MLA Pani Taram at Itanagar to promote the hidden beauty and rich culture of Kurungkume district. Speaking on the occasion, MLA Pani Taram said that promoting tourism will help boost the local economy and expressed hope that this initiative would bring Kurungkume into the limelight as an important tourist destination in Arunachal Pradesh. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.